Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Over 500 Chinese creditors have filed objections in a US court to FTX's request to freeze $470 million in payouts, arguing it contradicts earlier assurances. They're represented by counsel in New York and warn families face a second blow. Meanwhile, the US Treasury quietly dropped its tornado cash appeal after sanctions lifted in March, therefore removing a legal cloud over the Ethereum Mixer's smart contracts. EU regulators in Lithuania have opened an investigation into Robinhood's plans for tokenized equity after OpenAI disavowed tokens tied to its equity. The Bank of Lithuania seeks clarity on whether these instruments resemble true stock or merely derivatives. At the same time, Ukraine has sanctioned 19 Russian crypto miners, 17 digital asset operators, and 5 exchanges as part of an effort to choke war financing by freezing assets of 60 firms and 73 individuals. Cloudflare's new pay-per-crawl model could usher in a tokenized content market by charging bots for URL requests, promising micropayments to publishers if they mint smart contracts. On Solana, tokenized stocks have more than tripled in 2 weeks to nearly $48 million in market cap thanks to 61 assets from backed finance, pushing the network into third place in the real-world asset space, just behind Algorand and XRP Ledger. Token launchpads are in flux as Pump.fun teases an expansion to Ethereum virtual machine chains, adding subscription features and order books, while Let's Bonk overtook Pump.fun with 19,620 new tokens in a single day. This rapid surge on Radium's launch lab reflects a Trinet grid-like race in Tron, with both platforms vying for creator attention. CoreWeave's all-stock acquisition of Core Scientific, valued at approximately $9 billion, is under legal scrutiny as Core Scientific shares plunged 17% on disclosure of a fiduciary duty investigation. DigitalX in Australia raised $20.7 million to buy more Bitcoin, with Animoca Brands' Yat Siu joining its advisory board. BitDigital, meanwhile, completed a three-month treasury shift, selling 280 BTC to convert to roughly 100,000 Ether and planning to stake most of it for yield. Gate marked its 12th anniversary with over 30 million active users by securing a VASP license in Dubai and acquiring Japan's CoinMaster. On the network front, an early Ethereum address moved 900 Genesis coins after 10 years of hodling, while Vitalik Buterin proposed a gas cap of 16,777,216 gas per transaction in EIP 7983, and advocated a shift to copyleft licensing to prevent tech monopolies. In fund news, BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust topped 700,000 BTC under management 18 months after launch, attracting over $52 million in inflows in 2 weeks. Public companies. Semler Scientific added 187 BTC, while Metaplanet snapped up 2,205 BTC, even as Semler's shares fell. Strategy announced a $4.2 billion preferred stock offering after missing its first weekly BTC purchase, and Bitcoin has been trading between $100,000 and $110,000 for a second week. Polymarket's $200 million Zelensky suit market and a Toncoin golden visa claim triggered backlash and regulatory denials, exposing gaps in Oracle definitions and marketing checks. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.